cattle futures sagged lower Wednesday. Some of America's foremost livestock economists offer their assessment of the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 28th of April. Another day of higher corn futures weighed heavily on feeder cattle futures Wednesday, which closed an average of $3.35 lower from $2.57 to $4.20 lower, except for unchanged in expiring April. After 12 cents and 10 cents higher in the front two contracts, corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher to 6 cents higher, pushed along by soybean futures, which closed 20 to 22 cents higher through Jan of 23. Technical pressure and looming large supplies pressured live cattle futures an average of $1.03 lower, replacing early week bullishness tied to stronger weekly cash prices. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade on Wednesday ranged from a standstill to light on slow to moderate demand, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are steady in the Southern Plains at $140 a hundredweight, steady to a dollar higher in the Northern Plains at $144 to $146, and in the Western Corn Belt at $145 to $147. Dress prices are $2 higher at $232. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.26 lower Wednesday afternoon at $261.91 a hundredweight. Select was $3.91 lower at $252.32. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $2 to $4 lower at OKC West in Orena, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded mostly steady to a dollar lower. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold mostly $3 to $6 higher. There were 9,530 head on offer across both days. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers sold steady to $2 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there were 5,618 head. Heifers weighing less than 650 pounds sold steady to $3 lower and then steady at heavier weights. Finally, at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, steers weighing 500 to 975 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower. Feeder heifers weighing 800 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. But yearling heifers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $6 lower. There are 3,030 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed little changed Wednesday, as investors appear to take a breath and wait for further direction from corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 61 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 8 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 1 point. Both the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives held hearings this week regarding the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act of 2022, which would mandate regional minimum levels of negotiated cash-fed cattle trade. A team consisting of some of America's foremost livestock economists assessed the proposed bill ahead of the hearings. Here are some of the highlights from their report. There is no research evidence of any significant or persistent fed cattle price discovery problem at this time, say the economists. This legislation is attempting to solve a problem that does not exist. As such, this legislation offers zero benefits for fed cattle markets and imposes many millions of dollars of additional cost, added risk, and lost value. The exact cost will depend on details of implementation, but the cost is minimally hundreds of millions of dollars, resulting in lower feeder cattle prices and higher consumer beef prices. Those economists also explain the incentives to reduce risks and transaction costs for producers and packers associated with quality and timing of sales and deliveries to plants will still exist with implementation of this bill. As such, they say, forcing minimum thresholds will increase these risks and transaction costs for both producers and packing plants utilizing alternative marketing arrangements at a level beyond whatever the prescribed minimums turn out to be if the bill is implemented. They add those regional minimums cannot be objectively justified. The economists also note there's no academic literature that indicates any analysis pointing toward benefits that can be quantified with these minimum thresholds. Benefits of higher negotiated cash trade are generally speculative, they explain. Evidence that higher negotiated trade will positively impact prices, reduce marketing margins, or improve price discovery is lacking. However, they say, to the extent the industry desires greater cash market engagement, lower cost means of achieving this outcome are available. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 28th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.